Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is December 7th, 1954, and the title is Raiders of Cimarron. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Raiders of the Cimarron. Just as the cattle industry was the lifeblood of the West, so it was the economy of the East. And at one time in the early days of our West, this economy was almost upset by vulture-like raids of outlaws on the great herds crossing the Cimarron River. Rocky Point and Lone Willow Crossing were the only two places to ford the river. The outlaws always seemed to know which of the two crossings the cattle would take. Suspicion was cast on the Double Bar D Ranch, as it was the closest to the river and could see the herds approaching it. As our story opens, the feminine owner of the Double Bar D, Lorraine Shepherd, is planning a trail drive with the foreman, Tom Reynolds.
You, better than anyone else, know the danger of driving them cattle across the Cimarron, Laurie.
Well, we've got to do it, Tom. For one thing, those cattle are ready for market. And for another, we've got to put an end to everyone's suspicions.
I know how you feel, Laurie, but it don't make sense for you to expose your own herd.
Well, if I feed them on this range for another year, I'll be broke.
Mm-hmm. Your father would have hired a crew of gunslingers and then made the crossing.
After my father was killed by a gunslinger? You know how I feel about them. I won't have one on this spread.
All right. Didn't think it'd do any good to tell you anyway. Here comes your cousin Maxine, Laurie.
Whoa there. I hear we're making the cattle drive, Laurie.
You heard right, Maxine, we are.
Are you going to take on any more hands? What for?
Oh, so we can give that cattle-stealing gang a fight if we meet them on the crossing.
That's what I've been telling her, Maxine.
Well, if we meet that bunch of hoot owls, we'll give them a fight. I'm not hiring any gunslingers. Both of you know how I feel about that.
All right, Lori. Suit yourself at your ranch.
Which crossing of the Cimarron do you figure to take, Lori?
Why? What do you want to know for?
Well, I'll be a dead burn hoop. Just because everybody's getting suspicious of you is no call for you to act that way about me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. I'm just jumpy over everything that's happening. Forgive me.
I reckon I understand, Lori. Why, Thunder, you suppose it could be one of our own boys giving information to that bunch of cattle rustlers?
Oh, I don't think so, Tom. Do you, Laurie?
No, I don't know how they're getting their information. Anyway, Tom, we're going to cross the Cimarron River at Rocky Point, and if any two-legged coyotes try to rustle this herd, we'll give them the fight of their lives.
Another herd coming through Lone Willow Crossing, Biff.
I don't know yet for sure, Pawnee.
I thought we was waiting here at the crossing because you expected them.
I'm only expecting some information about the next herd coming through.
I've been wondering, Biff. How do you get your information all the time?
You're going to find out, Pawnee. That's why I brought you along this time.
A rider coming, Biff.
Whoa! Whoa now!
Howdy, Maxine!
Howdy, Biff. Who's that with you?
A Pawnee. You can trust him.
I told you to meet me here alone, Biff.
Well, I've told you about Pawnee before, and I wanted you to know him. How big a herd's going to try to make the crossing this time?
The size of this herd doesn't count as much to me as the fact that it's my cousin Laurie's cattle.
So Laurie's going to try to cross the Cimarron, huh?
Yep, and this is what I've been waiting for. If Laurie loses those cattle and doesn't live to tell about it, the Double Bar D Ranch will be mine.
Me and the boys will take care of your cousin's riders, just like we did those cowboys that come with the other herds.
Let your mind at rest. About your cousin Laurie, too. She won't be no bother to you, because I'm going to gun her down myself.
We near the Cinnamon River, Cisco?
The Cimarron River, Pancho.
Cimarron, Cinnamon, sound all the same to Pancho.
This is the territory in which the herds have been raided.
Where did the agent tell Cisco those cattle cross the river?
The agent of the Cattlemen's Protective Association said that crossings are made at Rocky Point and Lone Willow Crossing.
How Cisco find those bandidos while they're rustling the cattle?
The agent told me he believed the rustlers were getting advance information from someone at the Double Bar D Rancho.
Double Bar D Rancho? Where that, Cisco?
We are on it right now, Pancho.
We is.
And as you can see for yourself, there's a clear approach to the river.
Oh, that's why the agent thinks this is the rancho where the information comes from.
See? That is why I think it is a good idea if we try to get jobs as ranch hands here in the Double Bar D.
Pancho, hope they got a good chuck wagon cook here.
Yeah, look, Pancho. Huh? They've rounded up the cattle, making ready for a trail drive.
There's one hombre giving the order. He gotta be the boss.
Hey, we'll ask him for a job. Uh-huh. Come on. Hold up,
ho! Hold up, ho!
Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, senor.
What do you two hombres want here?
Are you the owner of this rancho?
I'm foreman. What do you want?
Mi compañero and I are looking for work.
Strangers ain't welcome on this spread.
Irish come, Cisco. Two señoritas.
Oh, si, Pancho.
Whoa, taking on a couple of new hands, Tom?
No, I ain't, Maxine.
You're too welcome to a cup of coffee before you go. Oh,
gracias, señorita.
Look, Cisco, that big roan steer break away from the herd. Huh?
Watch out, Laurie. He's charging right at you.
Ah, boy, look out. Get up on your horse.
She doesn't have the time. Up, give her. Ha, ha.
That big hombre's riding right for the steer.
Cisco, fix that steer.
Look! He leaped from his horse and grabbed that steer by the horns.
Where is Cisco? Bulldog that steer.
Carnation, look at him hang on. I'll go help him. Get up.
Impossible, go with you. Go, 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 go.
He sure saved Laurie's life that time.
Now we heard that steer away from Cisco.
Yeah, I'll rope him and drag him over to the herd.
Oh, ho, look, ho, look, ho, ho. You all right, Cisco?
Yeah, Pancho. It's a little dusty.
Whoa there. Oh, you sure acted fast, stranger. If you hadn't, that steer would have gored me.
Look, Cisco. That maverick steer charged at hombre. His horse is tangled up in the rope.
Santo.
Well, did you see that? He shot that rope clean in two, Laurie.
Say, I've never seen such shooting in my life, Maxine. Where'd you learn to shoot like that, stranger?
When a man's life depends on it, one must be accurate, senorita.
Oh, that's mighty fancy shooting, stranger. Both Laurie and me owe you our lives.
I'm glad that mi compañero and I were here when it happened.
Oh, I'm mighty grateful to you, stranger. If you and your partner still want those jobs, we can use a couple of good hands. Pay us 40 a month and found.
Gracias, senorita. We will take the job.
That's good. And Pancho, hope the senorita got a good chuck wagon cook.
Wait a minute, Laurie. I know you and Tom are grateful to these two hombres, but you don't know anything about them.
That's true, Laurie. Remember what you said before?
Well, I think they're all right, Tom. And as long as you're going to work for us, what do we call you?
Hey, wait a minute. Your partner calls you Cisco. Huh? You're the Cisco Kid.
Well, that explains the fancy shooting.
Yeah, and Pancho is compañero to Cisco.
We're making a trail drive across the Cimarron. You may have heard it's dangerous.
Dangerous? It's downright crazy. With that gang of hoot owls laying in ambush.
Well, we've got to take that chance. You and Pancho still want the job, Cisco?
Si, senorita. Pancho and I have never turned our back on danger yet.
Well, since you two are going to work for us, I better go and make arrangements to have you two taken care of.
Oh, well there, boy. Well there. Well.
Oh, I thought you'd never get here, Bill.
I came as soon as Pawnee gave me your message.
Yeah, I gave it to him right away, Maxine.
Well, never mind that. There's a hitch in our plans. Unless we do something about it.
What do you mean?
Laurie hired two new hands after I saw you this morning.
Why should that put a hitch to our plans?
We'll take care of them when we get the others.
Not these two, you won't. Because one of them's the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid?
Cisco? Wonder what he's doing in this neck of the woods.
Well, I don't need a crystal ball to tell me. He's probably heard of the cattle raids and the killings.
You think he's got a line on us yet?
No, I don't.
But if what I heard of Cisco's true, he'll get one before long.
Not if we get him first.
Yeah, but how?
Well, maybe I can arrange it.
Good. What do you got in mind?
Tonight'll be our first night with the herd away from the ranch. We'll camp at Stoner's Well.
We know where it is.
We'll be there. When everybody except the night watch is rolled up in his blanket to sleep, I'll sneak out of camp and meet you.
All you have to do is show us which two bedrolls belong to Cisco and Pancho. We'll do the rest.
You can't cut them down. They'll wake up the whole camp.
Maybe you ain't hurt, Maxine, but I can use this knife I'm carrying better than any hombre I ever met. When I slit their throats, they won't wake up nobody.
Pancho tired. Pancho's glad to roll up in this blanket.
Si, Pancho.
So am I.
Mm-hmm. Had a long ride today.
Yeah, good meal we had, Cisco. Pancho like this trail drive.
You better go to sleep, amigo. Mm-hmm. We have to get up early.
Pancho like the sound of the cattle at night. Pancho go to sleep, Cisco. It's nice and warm here by the fire.
Buenas noches, Chico.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to snore. Pancho. Quieto. Santos. Pancho, how can I sleep when you snore so loud? Turn up on your side. In that case, I'll have to push you over myself. There. No, I can get some sleep. Now, hurry up.
Pancho. Hey, Pancho. Pancho, wake up. Wake up. What's the matter? What's the matter?
Pancho, Kato.
What happened?
I just saw someone get up and leave the camp.
Maybe they're changing the night guards.
I'm sure that is not it, Pancho.
No?
It was a senorita.
Which senorita, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho.
Will you follow her, Cisco?
No, we will stay here and wait. Perhaps I am being too suspicious.
Cisco, too suspicious. Those two senoritas not partners with the bandidos.
I hope you are right, Pancho. Nevertheless, I'm going to be on guard. I would not like to have anything happen to us while we are asleep.
There's those two bedrolls Maxine pointed out, Tony.
Yeah, I see them. Let's get them. Maxine's had time to get back into her tent.
Shh, Pawnee. I couldn't help it, even with these moccasins we're wearing.
Can you take care of both of them by yourself?
You bet I can. Just watch me.
All right, go ahead. Here they are.
But not for long. And now for the other one.
All the others slept through it quiet and peaceful.
So did the Cisco Kid and Pancho. Only they're going to stay asleep from now on.
And it seems as if the knife and the treacherous hand of Pawnee has put an end to the lives of Pancho and Cisco. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Raiders of the Cimarron. Cisco and Pancho are after the cattle rustlers who've been raiding the herds that cross the Cimarron River. When they join Lorraine Shepherd's trail drive, they do not suspect that her cousin Maxine is the traitor who has been informing the leader of the rustlers, Biff Hargis, and his henchman Pawnee. That night, Pawnee sneaks into camp, and with vicious treachery, plunges the blade of his knife into the bedrolls where Cisco and Pancho are sleeping.
No.
Come on, Tony. Let's get out of here.
I told you I work swift and quiet. So fast, you coyote. So everything that happened, get your hands up.
I see two of you. Dry, gosh, you. Over the hand.
What's the matter? What's going on here?
You supposed to
got a gun on
those swamps. We've seen any of the Cisco. What's come from the temperature?
Now, no, Pancho, but I have a suspicion.
Look out! Behind you, Cisco!
That was all I needed. For you to take your eyes off me for a minute.
After coyote shoot up, Pancho, shoot at you. And Pancho, that can shoot at nothing.
Let me get a shot at them, Pancho. Santo, Senorita Maxine, you bought my arm.
The coyote gives you the way, Cisco.
Well, who were those men you were shooting at, Cisco?
Perhaps your cousin Maxine can tell you, Senorita Laurie.
Why should I be able to tell her?
For the same reason that you bumped my arm and spoiled my aim.
Well, what right have you got to shoot at anyone in this cow camp?
Look at our bedroll, Senorita.
Yeah, look at the bedroll, Senorita.
Well, it looks like somebody's still sleeping in them.
See, Pancho and I fixed those bedrolls so that they would look like that. Then we hid behind the chuck wagon and watched those two hombres.
And they sneak up on those two bedrolls and one hombre stabbed a knife into them. If Cisco and Pancho sleep there, Cisco and Pancho be dead now.
By the way, where's Tom Reynolds?
I don't know, unless he's out on night herd.
Pancho and I will saddle up. Perhaps we will come across him.
Right after those two bandidos will try to kill us, Cisco?
No, Chico.
No?
With all the hoof marks of the cattle, we could not pick up their trail anyway.
Well, maybe I'd better saddle up and go with you.
Yeah, I'll go too.
No, senoritas. It's better for you both to get some rest. We'll be crossing the Cimarron tomorrow, and after tonight's incident, you can be sure we will have to fight our way across with bullets.
So, Cisco think of the Senorita Maxine was sneak away from the camp, huh?
I was certain that it was Senorita Maxine, Pancho, when she said there was someone behind us.
But Pancho not see someone there?
Of course not. No one was there.
Uh-huh.
And she purposely spoiled my aim because she wanted those killers to escape.
Oh, the Senorita Maxine a bad one, Cisco. We go back and tell the Senorita Lori?
No, no, not yet, Pancho.
Not yet, not yet.
We still have to find out if Senor Tom Reynolds was really a night herd.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there. Oh, hold up, hold
up. Pancho, you're ready, come, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, have your gun ready.
Pancho, have your gun ready. And right when I see us, the shadow of the trees hide us.
Shh, get up, Pancho. Mm-hmm. Now, hombre, stop where you are. Do not reach for your gun.
Oh, you're frightening the wits out of me. Whoa, boy, whoa. Is that you, Cisco?
Si, Senorita Maxine. It's Pancho and I.
Yeah, Pancho hit too.
Oh, I was hoping I'd run into the two of you.
You were, Senorita? Why?
Well, I want you to help me, Cisco.
How can I help you, Senorita?
Well, I know your reputation for catching lawbreakers. I might as well come right out and tell you. I've suspected for a long time that my cousin Laurie knows more about the raids at the Cimarron crossings than she pretends to know.
You mean Senorita Laurie is in partnership with that gang that has been doing the raiding and killing?
That's exactly what I mean, Cisco.
Why does Senorita drive her own herd across the river to be raided?
Well, if her herds are raided, it'll throw suspicion off of her.
What about those hombres who tried to kill us tonight, Senorita? Do you think your cousin Laurie hired them?
What do you think so, Cisco? Use your judgment.
Pancho, not know anything now. Pancho, think that...
It will pay us not to think too much, Pancho, but to keep our eyes open when we make that crossing tomorrow. Perhaps, Senorita, we will catch that bunch of lawbreakers who have been raiding the herds.
But how are you going to trap Lori? She's been giving them the information.
Informers and traders often trap themselves, Senorita. You will see.
Almost to the Cinnamon River, Cisco?
Cimarron, Pancho. See, we're almost there.
Cisco get the chance to talk to Senor Tom yet?
Not yet, Pancho, but there he is now.
Uh-huh.
Senor Tom!
Howdy, boys.
I would like to talk to you, Senor Tom.
Why, sure, Cisco. Let's pull up for a minute and get away from that herd. Whoa,
whoa, devil, who?
Oh, Lugo, stop and rest a minute, Lugo, stop now.
We've been so busy all morning, I ain't had a chance to tell you. I heard about them hombres trying to kill you on Pancho last night.
And Senor Tom already knows.
Yep. Wish I hadn't been on night herd at the time.
Senor Tom, how long have you worked for Senorita Laurie?
Ever since she took over the ranch. I worked for her father before her.
You would like to see Senorita Laurie get her herd safely across the Cimarron River, would you not?
Like to. Well, you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to.
Not if she uses the river crossing she intends to.
How do you know which crossing she's using?
Cisco and Pancho not know, Senor Tom.
But I'm certain that the raiders do. And if you can convince Senorita Laurie to change the crossing, her herd will be safe.
My thunder, Cisco, you know a lot more than you're telling me. But I'll take your word for it. She'll change that crossing.
Bueno. But do not tell her that we suggested it.
Pancho, see both senoritas riding at the back of the herd.
Be sure Senorita Maxine hears you also, Senor Tom. Pancho and I will ride and catch up with the point of the herd. Come, Pancho. Up there. Come
on.
Sharnish, you get me all fired full of curiosity and then ride off and... Oh, well. Hey, Laurie. You and Maxine ride over this way, will you?
Sure, Tom. What do you want?
Whoa, there. Nori, I got a hunch about crossing the Cimarron.
Oh, what is it, Tom?
Well, I think we ought to use the Lone Willow crossing instead of Rocky Point.
Why? What's the matter with Rocky Point?
Well, them two hombres trying to kill Cisco and Pancho last night, plus those other raids. We ought to use Lone Willow crossing.
Well, we can still make the change. The fork in the trail that leads to both crossings is just up ahead.
Then you'll do it?
Why not? What you say makes sense, Tom.
I think you're making a mistake, Laurie. Maybe that's just what those raiders want you to do.
No, of course, if those raiders got advance information that we were crossing at Rocky Point, they won't be expecting us to make the change.
Well, it's settled. We'll use Lone Willow Crossing, Tom.
Good.
Tell the boy.
I'm on my way. Get out, you.
Well, as long as you've definitely decided to use Lone Willow Crossing, I might as well ride up ahead and see if it's all clear. Get up.
Watch out for yourself, Maxine.
Watch out for yourself, Laurie. You'll need two more than I do.
You got all the boys staked out in good spots on the other side of the river, Pawnee?
Yeah, I sure have, Biff. When that herd shows here at Rocky Point, we'll drive them off and kill those riders before they know what hit them.
They'll be here in about an hour.
Oh. Rider coming, Biff.
Hey, something must have went wrong. It's Maxine. Hey, Maxine!
Where are you, Biff?
Over here, behind the rocks.
It's a double cross, Biff. Whoa, Wobble.
What do you mean?
Tom Reynolds convinced Laurie to switch to Lone Willow Crossing. I'm sure the Cisco kid had a hand in it.
Are they onto you?
No, I put him onto a false trail, but you sure bungled that job last night.
Well, you're as much to blame for that as we are. How'd we know they want to sleep there?
Let's not argue about it now.
Well,
Pawnee, you ride over to the other side of the river, round up the boys, and let's head for Lone Willow Crossing.
Do we still have time to beat the herd there?
We can get there in time. Set up a better ambush behind those willows than we had here. Come on, let's ride.
I knew that if we followed Senorita Maxine Pancho, she would lead us to those two hombres who tried to kill us last night.
Those three not can see us behind these rocks, but Pancho see them. Matter of me, Cisco. Yeah, the coyote was sticking the knife in the blankets last night.
See, they're riding this way.
Uh-huh.
We must try to take them without using our guns.
Why, Cisco?
Because I am sure the rest of the gang is not far away, Pancho.
Pancho used the bullwhip on that hombre what used the knife.
And I will get the other one.
Uh-huh.
Quieto, here they come now.
Now, Pancho!
Pancho, fix him with trying to kill Pancho and Cisco! Pancho, get you with a bullwhip!
Oh! Oh, you're gone, Cisco! Well, you ain't never gonna live to regret it!
We will see! You dry gushing maverick! And this should do it!
Bueno, Cisco! Pancho got his killer tangled up with the bullwhip. He not can move!
This hombre is in the same condition, Pancho. We'll get Senor Tom and the others to help us round up the rest of the gang. The raiders of the Cimarron will raid no more.
We never would have got that herd across the Cimarron, Cisco, if you and Pancho hadn't helped us.
Oh, we could not have helped you if Senorita Laurie had not given us the job.
I never suspected my cousin Maxine.
Hey, that's a bad Senorita. She wanted to kill the Senorita Laurie.
Well, I knew she was jealous. Still, I can't help but feel sorry for her.
I do too, Senorita. Jealousy often destroys the jealous person.
It's my turn to ride night guard. Come along for a spell, Pancho.
Yes, here you come. Pancho, go along with me. Go along
now. There's a big moon out tonight, Cisco.
Si, senorita. It's warm here by the campfire.
I'd like to raise the wages I said I'd pay you and Pancho.
We cannot accept any money from you, senorita. We have been working for the Cattlemen's Protective Association.
Oh? So you're paid by the association? Well, then I'm sure the Cattlemen's Protective Association won't be able to pay you like this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Si, Pancho.
That Cindy, the Maxine, and those other bandidos, and not make no more eggs in the Cinnamon River.
Cimarron River, Pancho. Cinnamon is a word. Oh. You put it on some foods before you eat them.
Pancho not know about this. But Pancho know what it means to eat words.
Oh, that is only an expression, Chico. You really cannot eat words.
One time Pancho do it, Chico.
You did, Pancho? Uh-huh. How?
And one time Pancho and Big Maria have the big fight. And Big Maria tell Pancho, if you say anything more to me, Pancho, Maria make you eat your words.
And what did you say to Big Maria when she told you she would make you eat your words?
Pancho say, chicken dumplings, hot biscuits, and a goosey's berry pie.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's so...
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.